Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Touch him in a way that they'll know that it's you, God. That it's you alone that they need. Father, we thank you now for clarity of thought and precision of speech. Thank you, Lord, that my tongue would be today a pen of a ready writer, a holy scribe that will write upon the hearts of the people the word of God, that will bring healing and deliverance and power and peace and prosperity into their lives. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the endurance as we endure hardness as a good soldier. Give me the anointing that makes preaching easy. Let me speak a word by your spirit, not by my intellect, not by my talent or voice, but by the spirit of God. We thank you, Lord. We want to praise and glorify your name. And Father, after you've saved and sanctified, filled us with your Holy Spirit, made us a burning fire, after you've healed and delivered, we will give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you praise and honor you and serve you. And we'll join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim and chant and declare one to another that you're holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, doesn't have to be in it, you know, but whatever it is, if we work together, we can put fear, we can strike fear in the heart of whatever's holding us back. I wish y'all stay with me today. One ant may not do it. The Bible said one could put 1,000, but two what? 10,000. If we would work together, we could make some progress. Amen. I'm trying to get there, y'all. Y'all bear with me. Y'all bear with me. The thing about, let me tell you about this driver ant. This driver ant, whenever he on the move, he will make snakes, elephants, tigers, lions, he will make them get out of the way because they don't want to feel the sting. Isn't there something? If we would just, and he on a path that he ain't going to turn from. If you notice, ants don't turn. They don't turn. They don't, you know, they don't, they just, you know, whatever the path is, and you can't even see, it's invisible. You can't even see the path that they're on. But they know what path to go. Isn't that something? And some folks can't see your path. They don't know where you're going. But the Bible said he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's. Y'all with me today? They can't see your path. But God has you on the path. They don't understand why you get up and pray 5 a.m. They don't understand why you come to church on Sunday and Thursday or Wednesday. They don't understand why you do some of the things that you do. And maybe they can't see what you see. So don't be frustrated when they don't understand you and don't see what you see, because God has put you on a path that only you and other ants or other Christians like you know. The world's not going to understand your path. So quit trying to get them to understand you and accept you and believe in you, because they won't believe in you. Not until we bite them. Not until we invade their place. You know, and the thing about an ant, they'll come and take over. Wherever they go, they're going to build this mound. They're going to take over. He said, consider the what? The ant. They're powerful together. The church can be powerful if we work together. Not only is the ant's work a partnership, but the ant's work is productive. It is a work of wisdom, right? The ant, we got to consider their wisdom. Amen? And so when we consider their wisdom, look at what he says. When he starts talking about their wisdom, he starts to talk about, he says, that which provided meat in the summer, gather her food in harvest. In other words, the ant knows that it's going to come a time where I might not have something that I can just go pick up and get. It comes a time the ant knows that winter is coming. And we got to go deeper underground. Y'all don't hear me? And so we got to take something with us so that we'll be prepared for later. And not just for us, but for the unborn ants. The wisdom of the ant. But how many of us do stuff to make sure that our children are prepared? Okay, all right. I'm picking at you now, right? He knows the winter is coming. And a man should know the seasons of his life. If you know at a certain season in life that you're not going to have money, every August you got people crying. Every January you got people crying. Because after August, they got to get kids supplies and stuff for school. Some of us have more than one child. And then we had that high light bill. Let the bill, whatever y'all call it. Just trying to see if you're paying attention. And we know that season is coming, but we won't prepare. We just rather wait and see what's going to happen. We know we're going to spend up our money at Christmas time. And in January, we're going to borrow money because we're going to pay it back at income tax. Black Christmas. We're going to pay it back. That's what we do. Right? The ant's wise. The ant is wise. More wiser than that, because the ant know winter is coming. And the ant's not waiting on another ant, hoping that that other ant did what he was supposed to do. So we can both have something. It don't matter now, but we have to consider his wisdom. He is persistent. He is productive. You cannot stop an ant. If you drop a grain of sugar on the ground, he will find it. Waste some French fries except McDonald's. Waste them in your car. They ain't gonna eat McDonald's fries. I don't see why we eat them. I'm sorry, McDonald's. They'll find it, and they'll start to carry it off. And the thing about an ant, he can carry 10 times his weight or more. He can carry 10 times. What about us? We're Christians. We're supposed to, just like, consider the ant. You should be able to bear a burden times 10. But when we get a little bit of a burden, we want to throw in the towel. We get all upset. All of this, they putting too much pressure on me. I just can't handle it. Yes, you can. He will not put more on you than you can bear. You may feel the pressure. You may feel the weight, but you can carry it. Yes. Your shoulders are bigger than you think. Yes. Your muscles are stronger. The reason why he had you going through little thing after little thing was to get you conditioned, to get you to build some muscle, so when he dropped the load on you, you wouldn't buckle under the load. Yes. Y'all with me now? But we complain about the little things, and I don't know why I got to keep going through it. It looks like one thing after the next. He's preparing you. He's letting you know that there are some things that may come heavier than what you're dealing with now, and you need to be able to hold it up. You got to know that the Bible said that he will bear our burdens. He's our burden bearer. What that meant is that he will roll you. We can roll our burdens over on him. But if you can't roll it over, if you, Lord have mercy, if you're collapsing under the burden and you can't roll it over, you got to be strong enough that you can lift it up and roll it over on him so he can bear it. But if we can't roll it over, we just collapsing, because I'm just complaining. That's why I'm collapsing. I'm just talking because I'm snared by the words of my mouth. I keep saying the wrong stuff, and so I'm collapsing under the load. Stop talking. Stop doing that stinking thinking and talking wrong and bad speech, and start speaking the word of God, that God is able to deliver. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We got to start talking. I've been tried, but I'm coming forth as pure gold. Tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience and experience hope, and we have a hope that won't disappoint us and maketh us not ashamed. I'm rolling it anybody other than me, saying, I'm look, God, I know you know I got this burden. Yeah, God said I put it on you so you'll know that I'm with you, but don't worry about it, just roll it over on me. But some of us, instead of rolling it over, we just decide I'm through. and we collapse under the load, and the load hurts us, and then we break limbs in our neck and our arms and shoulders. We sprain our knee and we can't get up because we hurt, because we collapse. We got to get up and roll it over. Yeah, it's heavy now. But when you roll it over on the burden bearer, yeah. He said, take my yoke upon your life. He's yoked in with us. So we can pull this load. But he tells us, he said, go to the ant. Consider the ant's work. Consider the ant's wisdom, because they're persistent. Right? They're on the move. They're always on the move, always trying to do something. Never do you see an ant land in the sun. You don't see him laying down sleeping? And if he dead, you got some other ants trying to pull him away. Yeah. If he's injured, they coming to get him. They just, you, no ant left behind. I wish I had somebody. We got to understand that we should be just like that when it comes to our Christianity in the church. We should not let people be wounded and leave them out there for everybody to see. We need to cover them, pick them up, and carry. I wish I had somebody. You got to understand that there's an ant. There's a story of an ant that was great. He had a grasshopper that was 10 times his size, and he was just working to pull that grasshopper to the mound. And the thing about it is that when you look closely, not only was he carrying the grasshopper, but he had two ants that had exhausted themselves trying to pull the same grasshopper, and he said, I'm here to help. And he pulled not only their load, but his load too. I wish I had somebody. And sometimes we got to learn how to go rescue other folks. We got to learn how to cover other people. We got to learn how to bring them out of the pit and deliver them from what they fall into and how they've been injured. We got to make sure that we don't add injury or insult to injury. We got to go and help those that can't help themselves. I wish I had somebody in the house that realized, as the church, this is what we're supposed to do. Go to the ant. Consider the ant's ways. If somebody need prayer, pray for them. But if they need something for their body, don't pray for them. Help them. I wish I had somebody. We got to stop saying, oh, I'm going to pray for you. And you sitting on all that stuff you got, you can help them. You know you can do it. Stop praying for them and start helping them. Don't tell them, I'll go away. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll check on you. No, give them something. If they're hungry, feed them. If they naked, clothe them. If they all wish I had a few people in the house that understood that's what we are supposed to do. Go to the ant. I still got some more to talk about it. Go to the ant. See how they work. Watch the ant. All glory be to God. It's a good time to talk about that honeypot ant. The honeypot ant, you know what he does? He goes and he eats himself full of nectar. And he gets so full of nectar and he gets so full and fat that when he gets, he don't do it for himself. So you got to understand, some of us, we eat for ourselves. We do it for ourselves. But he gets so full so that he can go back to what folks who couldn't go out with him. He go back and he let them feed off of him. I'm the honeypot ant today. I got full of this word so you can eat off what... I'm coming to share this with you. I didn't come to get fat on it myself, but I actually came so that you might get something, so that you can get some nourishment. Do I have any honeypot ants? That you fill yourself up with something so that other folks will have the ability, so that other folks will be full, so that they won't be hungry, so that they will have what they need. Do I have anybody in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The honeypot ant is a blessing to everybody. He don't try to get blessed for himself. He's trying to bless everybody that's around. He wants everybody to get something out of him. See, I'm like this. I don't mind you using me, but don't misuse me. Y'all still with me? You can use my name. You can say, yeah, I know him, and they let you in the door. That's fine. You can use whatever. The fact that you associate with me or that we went to the same school, whatever. But don't misuse me. Misuse equals abuse. Y'all with me now? These ants, we got to understand what an ant does, what an ant does. He don't try to do what he ain't supposed to do. See, and the problem is that we don't know our purpose. Sometimes we're trying to do what God didn't tell us to do. We got to understand that the ant's wisdom is that they're productive with purpose. They don't just do stuff. They're building the mound, And guess what? They go out and they hunt and find stuff and they bring it back not for themselves. Why won't they eat it when they first get it? Now he hungry and he can't eat it till he bring it back to the mound, and everybody get their portion. But first the queen got to get hers because she is the creator. Now that'll tell you something. That'll tell you something. The creator ought to get what's first. He ought, before anybody take a bite. She gets a bite. And before anybody get a bite, you know, and the queen is representing she's the reproducing giant in the mound. The church ought to be the reproducing giant. Amen. And you ought to bring it back to the church. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah. All right. So everybody can benefit. Now, and the thing about this is that when we start to think about it, the ants don't get promoted. They don't get a pat on the back. Ain't nobody calling the ant name. Huh? Ain't nobody putting his name in lights, but they do their job. And they may not ever get a pat on the back, but they do what they're supposed to do to build a mound. I guarantee if you go out there, you mess up that ant mound, by this evening that mound will be back where it was. Why? Because everybody's working. They got ants that don't have to go out and work because their job is to take care of the young. And they do that. She have the larvae and the ant. They begin to grow. And when they hatch out and they grow, then you have the other ants that's all they do. They don't do nothing else. And they ain't trying to be a soldier ant. They ain't trying to be a worker ant. They just trying to do what they're supposed to do. They ain't trying to engineer the colony. They ain't trying to make the mound what it is. They got ants for that. Y'all still with me? And so we ought not try to be who we're not. We are not trying to do what we aren't to do. We are not supposed to be doing. Do your job. Stay your roles. The Bible said we are members of one body. And you can't criticize me because you ain't in my job. So if you're not in this, don't criticize this because you don't know this. Oh, come on and say amen. And if we did that, we would have harmony and unity among us if we did it. The Bible said, behold how pleasant and how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like an ointment or anointing. It is like an ointment that was on the head of Aaron, down to his beard, down to his skirt. When we can walk in unity and we can be anointed like that, and the oil of God will flow and all of us can be anointed. Not just me, not just, you know, the singers, but all of us can be anointed. And not just the musician, but all of us can walk under the same anointing. And the Bible says that in the unity, there is where God commanded the blessing. It's not about the mountaintop, but it's about the unity where God commands the blessing. And so God wants to bless us, but he won't bless us when we're at odds with one another. He won't, look at here, y'all got to understand me now. He won't bless us when we are at feud with one another, when we got envy in our heart and hatred. You got some people that just go envy, but you can't focus on them. You need to focus on those who want to unite with you to make things better. And when you and them come together, then guess what? God's anointing. And not only does his anointing come, but he anoints you to receive the blessing. And when you receive the blessing, he anoints you to be a blessing. Do I have anybody in the house? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to his name. Oh, how awesome is our God. And let me tell you something else about these ants. There's some insects, some other insects that are not even ants. Y'all with me? You can help me out. I'm going to try to close out. I don't know how. There's some other insects that are not even ants. And these insects, they go to certain plants and they poke holes in the plants and they suck out the honeydew from the plants. And these ants, because of what they get, what they do, I'm not going to spoil it, but let me tell you the story. What they do is they protect these same insects. They're not ants, but they go and they'll take dirt, they'll take anything they can get, and they'll put a wall around them, and they'll stand around to protect them so that no other predators can get them. An ant protecting another insect? You ain't even like me, but I'm protecting you. You're not from my colony, but I'm protecting, y'all don't hear me. But look what else it does. The ant, not only does he protect them, but then he takes his antenna and he strokes the back of the insect that just sucked up the honeydew so that he would burp out a little bit of it so he can get it. So he can release it. So what he does is he takes things that are foreign and he nourishes them And when he nourishes them and protects them, they give him what he didn't even ask for. When we walk in love, helping folks, then we receive stuff that we didn't even ask for. They just give it up. They just release it. When you walk in love, things will be released to you. Come on and say amen here. Y'all still with me? Oh, my Lord. Let me try to get out of here. Let me get out of here because y'all don't. I got to holler at some of y'all for y'all to accept it. He says that they provide meat in the summer and gather food in the harvest. In other words, they know what to do in the right season. A lot of times we don't know what to do in the right season. We don't do what we should do. Sometimes we're just not productive enough. We sometimes don't do what we're supposed to do in the right season. And we're supposed to be planting, we're still trying to harvest, and there ain't nothing for us to get. That's why you're looking for stuff and it ain't happening in your life, because you don't know the season. We should be sowing in this season, and when you sow in this season, there's going to be a time that you got to wait, and then the harvest comes and you get it in the harvest. But don't eat up all your seed during the harvest so you can have something to plant in the time of sowing. Y'all don't hear me here. We eat up all our seed. We rejoice and we celebrate, but you got to be wise enough to put something away. Come on and say amen in this house. We have to have wisdom for life. We have to go and consider these ants. And the thing about it, he tells them, they gather in the harvest, and we got to understand that an ant knows when the harvest time comes. And the thing about an ant is that she don't even plant anything during that time. I wish I had somebody, but somebody else plants it. And what they do, they find stuff that somebody else planted, and they didn't have to work and labor to plant, but they are there to harvest. I wish I had somebody. And all we got to understand in this whole text is that if we just work like the ant, we ain't got to labor so hard to sow, but God will give us a great harvest of increase. Come on and say man now. We got to understand something here, that when we consider the ant and we consider the ant's ways, it ain't no way that when you got two ants, they bump into each other. You ever saw that? They're walking, they bump into each other. You don't see one ant eyeing another ant down. You don't see an ant that's, you know, they look like they just take a little kiss, and they just keep on walking and keep doing what they got to do. Oh yeah, you might have bumped into me. You might have caused me some issues, but I don't have a problem with you, because I got some stuff that I'm supposed to be doing, and somebody else is relying on me back at the mile. And if I take time out to mess with you, I can't get the stuff back in the time I need to get it back. I wish I had somebody. I'm too busy praying to entertain your mess. I'm too busy praying to entertain that junk. I'm too busy worshiping to be worrying about what other folks are doing or even saying about me. I wish I had a few people that say, I ain't going to worry about it no more, but I'm going to keep doing the work that God called me to do. I'm a one member of this body. In other words, if you're a member of the body, when you're a member of the body, you don't choose what you want to do. The brain tells you what you ought to do. If you're a member of the body, the hand can't say, I'm the foot today. I dare you to try to walk on your hands and see how long that lasts. So many times the reason why we don't last in doing something is because we're doing it out of place. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. Come on and shout glory in here. We got to stop being out of place. The Bible says, for forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is, when you see that day approaching. In other words, we need to assemble ourselves, not just get together, because when I buy an end table, it comes in the box and it's together. But what he's saying, assemble it. In other words, get in your place so God can use you. He may use you at the workplace, he may use you in the recreational place, but wherever God uses you, let him use you. Tell somebody, say, let God use you. We got to understand something here, that when we look at what the ants do, there's one ant that everybody serves, and that's the ant that made a way for everybody. We ought to serve the one person that made a way for all of us. Now, who am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus, who made a way out of no way. I wish I had somebody. Our souls were sinking deep in sin, but Jesus Christ took up an old rugged cross, and the Bible says that he laid his life down. Nobody took his life. Oh, come on and shout amen. But he laid his life down. He could have called down angels, and he could have been delivered, but he said, let it be so. He laid down on the cross. They put nails in his hands, and we sing that old song that he never said a mumbling word. Do I have anybody? He didn't have to defend himself. He didn't have to tell him who he was, because somebody else did that. Somebody else defended him on the cross. One thief told the other thief, shut up and leave him alone. See, sometimes you ain't got to defend yourself. Just hang on in there. Why you hanging? Just let it be. So he didn't have to tell him who he was, because somebody else told him. Matter of fact, it was the same person that was overseeing his crucifixion that turned around and said, surely, he said, surely he is the Son of God. Come on and shout glory here. So you don't have to defend yourself, and you don't have to explain yourself. Just hang on in there. And guess what? He didn't get killed, but he died. That was the greatest miracle that Jesus ever did, is that he died. How is that the greatest miracle? Can't nobody, can't no thing just decide I'm gonna die, close his eyes and die. But Jesus said, Father, into thy spirit and into thy hand I commend my spirit. And he gave up the ghost. You can't give it up because you didn't take it up. I wish I had somebody. He gave you life. Come on and shout glory. But he gave himself, and he took death, but he took his life back. When he came back on the third day morning, he rose with all power. Do I have anybody that say he rose with power? Power for me to be saved. Power for me to be healed. Power for me to be delivered. Come on and shout glory. Come on and shout hallelujah. The one thing I love about an ant is that he knows what time it is to do what he's supposed to do. And some of us don't know when we're supposed to praise. Some of us don't know when we're supposed to rejoice. When the gospel's preached, you're supposed to rejoice. When the gospel's told, you ought to say, he's talking about my Lord and Savior. Won't he do it? That's what you ought to be saying. You ought to say, won't God fix it? If he ever healed you, you ought to say, won't he heal you? Somebody say yes. If he ever opened doors, you need to tell somebody, won't he open up doors been closed in your face? Do I have anybody? Come on and shout glory. Won't God make your enemies your footstool? Come on and shout glory. Won't he do it? Won't it be your bread when you're starving? Won't it be money when you're broke? Somebody say yes. Give him glory. Come on and give him praise. Anybody in the house know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about Ezekiel's wheel in the middle of a wheel. I'm talking about Samson, jawbone of an ass. I'm talking about Moses, rod that opened the Red Sea. I'm talking about Aaron's beard, his rod that budded. I'm talking about, do I have anybody? My grandma's burden bearer, my grandpa's heavy load sharer. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout glory. Shout praise him. Come on, tell him praise him. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him. Shout yes. I'm about to go to my seat. I see y'all don't want no more of this. But let me ask you to do one thing. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, consider the ant. Wake up from your sleeping and do God's will. Now tell your other neighbor, say, I was talking to the wrong neighbor, but I want to tell you what I know. I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know, I know he's all right. Now say, yeah, say, yeah, I know he's all right. Won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Say, yeah, I know he's all right. Is he all right? I say, is he all right? Wave your hands and say, all right. He's all right.